Now, we've got Jack Hilton in. Morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Terrified, aren't you?
A little bit.
Now, Jack's from, is it Ride, what they call Ride Academy now?
Yeah, Ride Academy.
How long have you been there?
Since 2011 in September.
Okay, so you've been there 5 years this year then. I'd do the maths then, see what we did. Yeah. So what are you, 16?
Yeah, 16.
So you're taking exams this year?
I got the first set of my A-levels this year.
When are you taking them?
I think they start in May and finish in June.
So you must be like hard at it at the moment, reading and swatting up.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. So you're one of those naturally gifted people that don't have to try too hard, then.
I just wing it.
You just wing it. How stressed are you over exams?
I'm probably not as much as I should be, but not as stressed as I was last year for the GCSEs.
Okay. So how well did you do in your GCSEs?
I got 4 C's and 2 B's.
Okay, so that's reasonable, isn't it?
It's yeah,
all right.
I think so.
Okay, so what do you want to do when you... Because you can't leave school until you're 18 nowadays, can you?
No.
So you've got to stay on, do your A-levels next year, and then what?
I'm not really sure. Like, maybe a career in film, but I haven't properly looked into it.
Okay, so what do we do to look into it?
I could ask my teachers, but and there's like a careers library I could look at.
Oh, right, that's good then. There is something in place that will help you then.
Yeah.
So what sort of, you know, it's quite a big industry, so what sort of stuff do you want to be doing?
I'm not really sure. I think, like, screenwriting or directing seems interesting. But I just want to be, like, involved in the process of making the film.
Okay. All right. That sounds interesting. So what sort of interest do you have?
I like... My main interest is probably sport and film and TV.
Okay. So were you playing sports, watching sports?
Watching it more than playing.
Okay. What do you play any sports at all?
I used to play football.
Okay, used to. Did you give it up?
I just kind of stopped.
Yeah. See, I gave it up when I was 15. I got a paper round after school, stopped playing football. Went back to it later on in life, but never really cracked the big time or anything like that. No one did from the island, but these days there are people that do manage to get a career out of it. So you watch football now instead of playing it?
Yeah.
So who do you like watching?
Liverpool.
All right, okay.
That's never mind, eh?
End of the interview.
Yeah, never mind.
Thanks for coming in, Jack. Bye.
Poor Jack.
So, who's your favourite player?
Probably Firmino.
Firmino at the moment. He's knocking in the goals, isn't he? So, what about TV and film? Obviously, Ali doesn't watch any TV and film, so what sort of stuff do you like watching?
Game of Thrones is pretty good.
Yeah. All right, okay. I can understand why. His little face, look. I must admit, I do like Game of Thrones. And, you know, despite the obvious why men would like Game of Thrones, there is actually a good storyline to it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a lot going on as well.
Okay, films? What films do you go to the cinema watch?
The last film I saw was The Revenant at the cinema.
Oh, yeah, that's recent then.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Any good?
Yeah, I thought it was quite good. It was a bit long, but...
Does he deserve an Oscar?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because he's been nominated for one, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been nominated.
And your colleague Amy, we are going to be doing a lunchtime social debate on Thursday, and we're going to be talking about the Oscars, aren't we?
About not being any black nominees.
Okay.
If it's right about all the controversy.
Are you annoyed about it?
I'm not necessarily annoyed, I just kind of think that it's wrong to immediately blame the Academy for not being any black nominees when... It might have been good enough, but maybe the white actors this year, just the competition, was a lot stronger.
Okay. Interesting, because we were talking about this off-air yesterday, and when you look at the Premier League, there aren't any... I don't think there are any black Premier League managers.
No, I think there is.
So, you know, you look at that and think... But they do, every now and again, somebody wants to make an issue about it, and I think they are the problem, whoever they are. I don't know who they are, but that's where the problem lies, I think. Now, you've got a local story for us this morning. Don't do it yet. We're going to take a quick break, all right? And then we'll come back. So what do you fancy? You can either have Elbow or the Saturdays.
Elbow.
Oh, good. I'm glad you chose that, because I wouldn't have played the Saturdays anyway. This is Elbow and Open Arms. It's 22 minutes to 11.
You're alone to yourself, and we don't suffer dreamers.
Or Awesome, absolutely awesome. Elbow. Just think of the name Elbow makes me chuckle a little bit, because you think, why not ankle or kneecap? No, they went for Elbow, Open Arms. Wonderful piece of music. 17 minutes away from 11 o'clock. We've got Jack Hilton in. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
That sounds like you should be a film star. Jack Hilton, film. Don't you think it's got a little ring to
it?
Yeah,
it has got a ring to it.
All right. So you're going to tell us a local story. And what's the big local story of the day?
There's Business Talent Spotters looking for young entrepreneurs aged 16 to 25. And they, well, you get, once the applicants have been considered and they decide who they're going to have, they go through various tasks and workshops, and they're then a Dragon's Den type scenario where they present their ideal product. Then the winner gets £50,000 at the end.
£50,000? Is this just for the Isle of Wight, or is this...
It's in other places as well. It's been successful in Brighton, Chichester and Croydon.
Right, OK. So what have we got to do then, us 16-year-olds, 16 to 25-year-olds? What have we got to do to get involved?
I think there's a link on the Isle of Wight County Press website, which underneath the story, which you can click on, and it takes you directly to a website where you can apply.
Brilliant. So you ain't got the details now then?
No.
And you want to work in media?
Yeah.
I'm pulling your leg. So you're going to, the less people know about it, the more chance you've got, of course, of winning. You're going to go for it?
I haven't really got a great business idea that I think would win.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest, eh? That's one good thing about you. You're honest. You haven't brought in the details with you, and you haven't got an idea. But maybe we'll have one between now and 1 o'clock.
See, but we might have the ideas, but we're too old.
We're way
too
old.
That's not fair.
Up to 25, wasn't it? Mm. Okay. But just going back, because we were chatting to you just now, what subjects are you doing at school?
I'm doing media, business, psychology and citizenship.
Hang on, you said business?
Yeah.
And you said you ain't got any business ideas? You must have a business idea.
More of a coursework-based subject for business, where we just write about businesses.
Okay. So what do you want to really, really want to do, apart from, you know, the obvious, you want to go into film? What's, you know, realistically, what are you going to go in for?
Well, I think maybe once I've done my A-levels, I might go to the college and do film studies, and after that course, I might see what experience I've gained from it and maybe make a final decision then.
Okay. That's interesting. I haven't tried to put you off, but you sort of stood firm on what you want to do. Never, ever lose sight of your dreams. If you've got a dream, then follow that dream. Obviously, you have to have some kind of, you know, reality check, if you like, but everyone's capable of doing those things. So never let anybody talk you out of wanting to follow your dream. All right. That's the first bit of advice, anyway.
Daddy.
We'll leave it there. That's just a vicious rumour. And do you come from a big family? Do you have you come from Ryde?
Yeah, I come from Ryde.
Brothers, sisters?
I have two brothers and a sister.
Okay. Want to say hello to them?
I'll say hello to one of them.
What, because you don't like the other ones?
Yeah.
I like you. Because I'm the same with the family. I think, you know, because you say, oh, you've got to like them both the same. We've got two cats, and I like one better than the other. No one likes Dave. Doris, lovely. And I like where you're going with that. You like one of your brothers and sisters, don't care too much about the other two. Good for you. Go on, then. Hello.
Hi, Benjamin.
He only likes Ben. He doesn't like anyone else.
All right.